doing?
I'm doing all right. Takes a long time.
Mm.
Take with her.
Mm.
She is responsible for all of this.
The good part. The recovery part.
We're after a month and a half. Six weeks now. It doesn't look that it's going to finish very soon. Okay. Where are we? What are we talking about? It's a long time ago and you forgot all about it. So, what should we do? Go from the beginning. To see in book four, what are the subjects that we are studying? Book four is what? Is about unity. It's about wisdom. It's about what? Book one was the explanation of law, the second step, right? Then it was the knowledge. Then it was enrichment. Now we're talking about unification. What is this unification? This unification is completing the half problem we made when we started to be logically clever. I mean, when we get the knowledge, a lot of stuff comes with that knowledge. And all the knowledge starts with me. That separation of me from the universe, which will make the personality. And ego is the problem of unification, because what we mean by unification is, let's go a little bit further and look at the human being as a human being, not as an individual animal. Why is that? Do you know why? Because we're not animals. Okay, animals, they have an ego, and they have the extension of that ego in us against them, because they are fighting each other, and they have to. We, the human beings, we pass that. We don't need to fight each other on anyone, because we could communicate. We could communicate with the animals even. We don't need to kill them all, right? This wolf is in your houses. What is that dog? Is that wolf? We passed the taming animals, agriculture and all that. Now, we have something which has nothing to do with my biological existence. Do I? The animals, they don't. The baby cow, he has all the genetics to be a cow, right? All the information to become a cow. What about me? I have all information and genetics and stuff to be the monkey, to be my animal only. Oh, you're laughing. What did you laugh about? About what I said. What is saying? This has nothing to do with the animal. We learn the language. How did you learn the language? Genetically, you had that? No. You were born, if you were born in a zoo, you will be an animal. You will live. You will feed. You could even have sex and reproduce. What I'm talking about? This. What is this? Do you remember how we talk about this? We say,
it started with talking, and talking was everything.
Because talking is another communication between me and you, which is not genetic, which is not the animal voice. We learn the culture. This culture, where is it? Is it in me? No, I will die and that culture is there. In you? No, you will die, that culture is there. We all die, but the culture is there. Look at it. What is this? 800 years ago, someone was thinking and we follow him. This is what it is. There is another space that we are living in. We are not living in the animal kingdom. We are living in human culture. This culture has arrived to this moment that there is cyberspace. What is it? A way of communication, right? Who created it? We. Do you remember? He was making me like his own picture. We are creators here. Therefore, we are responsible. It demands a lot. When you are a creator, you are changing a lot. Whatever we do, it will change the future of humanity now. This is something that in the time of Rumi, they couldn't feel it. But now we see it. We know what are we doing. We are preparing the possibilities to go out of this planet. So, are we animals? No, we are more than that. That more than that is a potentiality in all of us. Please remember, all of us. And it's good that we are different, because if we were the same, we couldn't make a system like this. All this system is because of our differences. But there are something in here which the animal could not even understand, because it's doing something illogical, crazy. Let's say, I love this very much. Is there any reasoning that I love this and I give it to someone else? In animal life, no. In our life, yes. We could stop judging the others and learn to have pity, even if they are not good. Because if they are not good, they are not in a good condition. Judgment is not ours. There is only one place that I could be the judge. Where is it? Here. I could be the judge of me, because I'm making me. I mean, this personality I have, I made it. Yes, with the help of the culture, but I was actively doing it. This is what it is. So should understand I'm a part of this, and this is important, not me. I'm ready to give my existence for this to be better, because we understand that there is a change towards goodness, towards understanding each other and coming together. This unification that in this book is being talked about 800 years ago, today has a simpler way to understand that we are a part of humanity. We are all in the same boat. That us and them making was the time of agriculture and the beginning of civilization. Fighting each other doesn't make any good. Yes, in the past it was good, because it directed a lot of energies towards invention and things like that. But today we understand that we are one. That spirit, that thing that we call it, Haq, That is something that we are all being pulled towards. So let's unify yourself. How? It started with this. First, you should know the enemy. Who is the enemy? Do you remember beginning of book 2? So, this donkey is the enemy of the path. Because my ego doesn't want to melt down. But okay, I'm not only my ego, I'm more than that. First he said, look at your ego. Your ego is doing bad. It doesn't behave good. Do you remember the guy who fell in the garden of beloved? Then he started to have it and use it and blah, 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 blah. The conclusion of that story was the excuses you make for your bad doing is even worse. Because when you do something bad, you did something bad. When you bring an excuse, means you are going to repeat this bad with that excuse. So all the excuses of I have a good intention, I didn't mean that. What did you mean? His ego, when it jumps out, is bad. That was the first story. Okay. What is the solution for this ego? We talked about it. Book 1, first paragraph. Second paragraph. He said, when the king saw that it doesn't work this way, he went to the mosque to bow down, to become humble. Here, the second story is, let's talk about that mosque. That mosque which is supposed to be built by whom? By you. You have to build your own mosque to go there and bow and remember the heart and become humble. This is something you should do. But sorry, you cannot do it. You are not qualified yet. You are the David. You are fighting and you're trying to go forward. He said, Solomon will do it. Means when you get healthy, when you get correctly you will be Solomon. Solomon, who is Solomon? Do you remember? A guy who could connect to everything, not even talking to the animals. He talks to the grass, to the cloud, to the water. What is his ego? He has no ego. That's why he is Solomon. I told you, Solomon in Arabic word means healthy, means being sure, means a lot of good meanings is in the name of Solomon. Solomon talks to everyone, communicates, and has no enemy, doesn't fight with anyone. That Solomon could make this mosque. How? Let me tell you. Third story. That Solomon needs Belgrace to do this. Needs the wife. I need this one when I'm meditating. I'm using my brain, my intelligence, right? But in a very special condition. So Belgrace should move. And that movement is a funny stuff, because first of all, when we call your brain to move, your brain thinks that we are asking a favor. Are we? We are doing a favor for the brain. We say move, then you could understand much better, because now for you everything is black or white. Therefore you don't understand that complicated stuff which is turning around. This is this universe. There is no black, there is no white. There is black and white together, always. When you think about something good, what is that something good? Is absolutely good? No. It has some problems. It will bring it in.
later you will see it. Something bad happens,